Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Eastern Lives and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul and follow us on our blog, divaabdul.com. There you can join our Google Plus page. And we also have an e-newsletter you can sign up for. And if you have a Gmail account, you can also be a follower of our blog. Facebook, Diva Days, and the fan page is Diva Days for Lives. And here on Blog Talk Radio, you can also follow us, and you can also subscribe to our iTunes page. So tonight we got a full house. We have Rose.
Hi.
And Anna.
Hello.
And Mary Ann.
Hi, everyone.
I'm going to give out two shout-outs before we start the show. First, to our friends Bob and Amy Hapka. So you could follow
Happy
Bob on Twitter.
Happy 10th anniversary today.
Yeah, their
yes.
anniversary is somewhere around this time. Awesome.
Yes. Amazing. Yeah, at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. And also this week, our friend Miranda had her birthday. So,
I didn't know she had her birthday. Oh, my gosh, I missed it. What day was it?
I don't remember. I know how old she is, but I don't remember which day it was.
With birthdays anymore. It was always
nice.
Man. They used to tell you whose birthday it was. Now it's just like, I don't know, it's hidden somewhere. And
I'm
you know,
out of the loop lately.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday,
Doc. Happy birthday. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Doc. And everybody follows me on Twitter. They know that Miranda is my loss enabler. So whenever I try to get away from loss, she sucks me back in and encourages me. She's constantly tweeting me lost pictures and tumblers and clips. And so anyway, so if you want a good lost buddy to enable, at Mirdbird, M-I-R-D-B-I-R-D. Yeah, she's actually rewatching season one right now. So I'm rewatching season six. So. Oh, don't cut some static. That's weird. Do you guys want us to talk about James Scott or the Emmys?
What? But, James Scott leaving.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, a surprise, but not a surprise, I guess. To hear it, I guess, was a surprise or shocking to hear. But I think we kind of knew because we were speculating before there was somebody that was supposed to leave, and we kind of thought it was him.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess he's going personal reasons and to do other projects, but I don't know. All that is true. Do you think they'll bring him back and him and Allie back? Maybe. You know, this is just like a publicity thing. You know, they're going to leave for a while and then they're going to come back.
I actually kind of like to see him over there with Teo on General Hospital.
Oh, that's the buzz now. See, that's the buzz now. It's like to see him over there at General Hospital, and then there's all this thing now
Ian
with the Demiras
and Teo and yeah.
They have Teo come back
really
for days. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or even now people wanting Tony to come back because it's just going to be the end of the Demiras, you know. I know, I think Carrie tweeted about, you know, with, I think Kristen's only on limited. She's only going to be on. And then Stefano's not going to, he's hardly ever on now. And Chad, you know, whoever this new Chad's going to be, what that's who he's going to be. So there's a need for maybe
Tony. Yeah, we need Tony back.
So like we're going to start Teo Wars, you know. Give him a contract. Which one? Which show is going to be the first one to put him on contract, long-term storyline? There you go. See which one's smart enough, so we'll see. I don't know. But I don't know if I really want him back on Days. I don't know. I don't know if I can trust Days anymore. I'm kind of enjoying him on GH.
I am
storyline
on GH. So I'm a storyline.
Are you?
Awesome.
Yeah, and there's so much the storyline can take off now. I mean, if he is, which they're speculating that he is, gave the hint, a big, very big hint that he is Nathan's father with Obra.
Nathan's dad,
yeah. Yeah,
that was
a big, good.
That was
yeah,
Friday's
that
big
was fun to watch.
Hanger.
Yeah,
that was
and
cool.
So yeah, there's that, and then of course he's Cassadine and his relationship with Spencer and Nicholas.
Oh yeah,
so, yeah, yeah.
And I love the Dr. Obrecht angle and everything else. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. And that whole angle, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Hopefully he's going to be, you know, have a storyline
well, yeah,
to the summer.
If he can come back be a regular, that would be awesome. I mean,
now, I
heard
that Allison Sweeney is going to be on Ellen on the 6th of May, so what, Tuesday?
Oh.
I don't know what she has to announce now, whether it's, I mean, I don't know.
Is it a live one or is it a repeat from last time?
No, I think it's going to be a new one. I don't know. I just heard it in passing.
Well,
I
it's next
exactly
week,
it.
So. Yeah,
they probably
taped it already. Have to be a new episode, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, did she leave Friday too, or is she still filming? I thought she was filming to the
end
of
the month.
She's
still filming.
Is James leaving first, I heard?
James already left. James is
gone.
Okay, so he's going to be gone before Sammy.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering how that.
Yeah.
And I'm interested how they're going to do their exit. You know, how they're going to do it. Are they going to go off together? Is there going to be... You know, I've heard something about a murder mystery or something. Yeah, I don't know. So,
but this,
the
this
murder
week,
mystery, I think, is Nick, isn't it? The whodunit
done it to Nick?
Yeah, from the promo that I saw that Carrie posted, it was Nick gets shot, and it's going to be a whodunit on that.
Okay, yeah, well, that makes sense, because there's so many that want to shoot him.
Doesn't actually say he's murdered or killed, but it does show him being shot. And Julie's screaming, "Isn't anybody going to help him?" While everybody just sits there and looks at him bleed, you know.
Hey, hurry! Somebody call 988.
What is that number we call? Yeah.
But they
can't
tell
my battery's dying. I can't dial. Does anyone else have enough bars to get out?
In the promo, it shows Kiriakis Sonny with a gun. He seems to be embracing his Kiriakis side.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
So that could be interesting if it's him.
Uh-huh.
But so many people have reason to kill him. I don't know who it is.
Uh-huh.
But back to James Scott. I was worried about watching Fridays because I didn't want to cry after because I'd already learned that James Scott had left. But, oh, my gosh, I'm so glad I did. That show was amazing. We had E.J. Wells mm-hmm. back in action telling Mr. Giggles to go where the sun don't shine.
Oh, yeah.
His gloves on.
And put his gloves on and put that wire like he was going to strangle.
Yeah, the telephone wire like he was going to strangle him and then sat and wait for
like
Nick.
The Godfather.
And that was just like, yeah. We had E.J. back just in time to lose him. But.
Yeah.
Oh. And there goes Days. I'm telling you, there goes my reason for watching Days right there.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately.
James
and
Jammy.
I just don't think Jennifer is going to carry it very well. So.
No. Who's going to? I mean, like, what's left? Who's left now?
There's
no one.
Kate and Nicole and...
Yeah,
that's it. But then they need somebody, you know. I don't know. They need someone for Kate then, you know.
Oh, yeah. They definitely need someone for Kate.
Hmm.
I just wanted to add that this week coming up is a dark week for Days Are Not Taping. Allison's next week is the week after. So
there won't be a whole 5 months
ago.
Ahead anymore then.
Yeah, well, James already said they're filming October. So James is on to October.
Yeah, they were at 5 months on Friday.
5 months. So. That's insane.
5 months.
And then there's, like, GH is, like, a month.
6 weeks,
I think.
Yeah. I think it was 5 weeks, 6 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. And it kills them, really, because I still have to say it kills them. Because, you know, if you hit a bad storyline that isn't getting good reviews, you can't change it for 5 months. Plus, we now know that James left the building on Friday, and we have to sit here for 5 months. And watch it, knowing he's going to be gone in 5 months. I mean, he could already be airing on GH in 2 months, you know.
True. Right.
So, and what's going to happen to the kids now? You know.
Yeah. Like Johnny.
Well,
Johnny.
The Kunis twins' mother is on Twitter, and she's actually tweeting right now. And it looks like the twins are gone, too. So, but I mean, they got other jobs there, too. They're pretty busy.
Well, they just got a new city, though, didn't they?
I'm sorry?
Didn't they just get a new Sydney?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Have we seen her? Did we see her?
No, yeah.
Oh, okay.
They got a new Ariana. Which, if Gabby
oh,
can, I guess Ariana's going to be staying with Will and Sunny. I'm hearing a lot of feedback. Is that me or is that somebody else?
Let me do a test. I'll try muting to figure out who's doing it.
Yeah, is this my phone? I don't know. I hear it, too. I kind of, like, hear myself echoing.
Okay. It's not you.
Okay.
Is it me?
Anyway.
Am I echoing?
No. I know I was.
Not anymore. It seems to have stopped, but. Anyway, they got a new Ariana. So since Gabby leaves this,
they're making her older.
Twins, well, they got a new, I saw pictures of the babies they're going to play Ariana, but if they're getting new Arianas, then that baby must be staying with Will and Sunny, I would assume. Whatever happens to Gabby is going to, I don't know. I'm kind of lost now that you know, everybody's leaving.
I know. Your two biggest, you know, lead, male and, you know, female leads are leaving. It's like, well, how are you going to replace them? I don't know.
You know, let's see. We've got Gabby. We've got, I don't know if Nick's actually leaving. I don't know if he dies or not.
No, he
dies. He does die.
So he's leaving too? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, he does.
So he's leaving. So Gabby's leaving. Nick's leaving. James and Allie. So E-Jammy's leaving. They kicked Cheryl out. Hopefully they can bring her back now.
Yeah, we need to do a bring back Cheryl campaign. She was way better than Jordan. Gosh.
Yes.
I don't know why they got...
Is Jordan? I thought, isn't there some Jordan supposed to leave town? Are they going to do that story again?
Well, they
something
keep
about
threatening that she's going to leave. I keep
thinking, she's
going to
leave
again.
Why doesn't
she just do it?
We've been there, done that.
That scene was awesome with Kate, though, on Friday, the ending scene where Kate called her by one
yet.
Of her old, she called her by one of her other names off
old
her
name.
Driver's license.
Oh, busted.
Yeah. Busted. That was cool. I was like, go Kate.
Just tell us what they
funny.
Were doing. What is the big secret in Jordan? Like, jeez.
Nobody's told us yet. We don't know.
No, it's been how long? Like, do we care,
though?
Oh, my
gosh.
It's like, I really don't care. But
Rafe was in the hospital with rehabilitation for, what, 8-9 months?
Yeah.
So it's been going on for well over a year. I don't know. Seems like forever. Time to wrap it up. And, Nicole, she's going to get busted.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that paper's laying in the trees.
Yeah, Daniel's going to bust
Friday.
Her, unfortunately. I really like Nicole and Daniel.
Did you hear? I haven't seen spoilers. Is that what it is?
Yeah, Nicole Buster, or Daniel Buster.
Does he find it, or?
I don't know. That's just a spoiler, isn't it? Daniel Buster, so. I don't know exactly how it works. You know how spoilers are.
I was hoping
she
was going to get away with it.
Yeah.
I was hoping that Daniel would at least be on her side over it. Because Daniel has always stood behind her. And so. Kind of bummed.
Yeah, I think he finds the shredded paperwork at the,
He found the first one. And, I mean, really, it could be blown off too easily, see that Liam was blackmailing her, because the first one he found at her hotel room, remember? She blew that one off to somebody was mailing it to her inbox at work. he finds it at the island, and Ian or Liam is dead, obviously. Thankfully, finally gone. Couldn't it have been Liam the whole time that was blackmailing her? I mean, it would be easy to get out of, you'd think.
Yeah, I don't know. You think she'd say that the same thing?
I don't know. I don't know. I just hope that Nicole is clean with Daniel, and Daniel and her can get together sometime because they're really cute together.
Jen gets to be sanctimonious this week about the whole Nicole getting busted thing, and even though, you know, Nicole kind of saved her life on the island.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That was funny. I'm going to send you. That was funny. Jen's holding the gun, and Nicole turns around and grabs it out of her hand and shoots Daniel. I'm like, really, Nicole?
Yeah.
Really? Wrong person, Nicole. Wrong person.
It was not a good week for women gunners on Days of Their Lives. I mean, they were, between Jen and Nicole, they're just embarrassing. I mean, Nicole shoots the wrong guy and then can't get the gun to work afterwards. It's like, oh, my God. I have a feeling Nicole's used a gun before. I can't remember if she has or not, if she's, you know, shot one before, but that was embarrassing.
No, she usually goes the brownie route like Kate, remember?
She hires other
people to poison Victor. So, no, I think she goes the poison route usually, but still, she seemed uncomfortable with the gun back at the cabin with Dr. Chaika, and then now she seems really uncomfortable with the gun, so... They were talking about sending her to training, to gun training, to get her aim better with Ray.
That's a good idea.
Wow. On the fashion scene, there were two major things that I saw anyway. it was actually pointed out to all of us on Twitter that Nicole and. Nicole and Jennifer seem to have gotten the wrong clothes on. Same color, wrong person. And then my big one for this week was, you know, Abby has been looking absolutely fabulous for weeks now. She has been dressed to the hill. And this week she's wearing one of EJ's old T-shirts, it looks like. With a belt around it, like a dress. It's like a button-up shirt that is not a dress. You don't even have leggings on. It is a shirt. So the shoes were cute, though.
Did you like Sammy's animal print dress that she had on? I like that. That she had on.
I don't remember which one that was.
It was like gray. It was black, gray.
Oh, I thought that was kind of cute.
Yeah,
she wore it well.
Oh yeah,
she wore it well.
Yeah, looks good.
I also liked the red dress. I don't know if that was this week or last week, but the one that Teresa was wearing with the zipper in the front on the shoulders.
Yeah. On the
shoulders. I know I've always complained about that damn zipper showing from the wrong side, but it actually she wore it well. It looked good on her. Mm-hmm. So I like that one, and then. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Teresa and, well, the actress and actor, it was Jen Lilly and Eric Mark Fawcett went and won. Did they win the award, I think, Carrie, for the drug storyline?
I think so, yeah.
Her dress was pure art, though, at that gala. It was gorgeous. Yeah, inside, outside. She had little shorts on under it. It was really cute. So.
Oh, we didn't talk about the Emmys. Holy crap.
We started with James.
Ari
Zucker
is up for one now. Ari Zucker is up for one this year. Finally, an actual leading actress instead of supporting actress.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
And Chandler Maisie is up for one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Who else, Kay?
Eileen, David, Eileen Davidson and
Eileen
Ari
Davidson,
Hooker.
Yeah.
But for lead, Chandler's for younger male, and Eric Martsoff is for best supporting.
Oh, and
I can see that was a surprise to me. I thought it should have went to Greg Vaughn or Blake Barris.
Oh yeah,
Blake's just
before
Blake is.
I
just
like Eric
a killer,
but yeah,
yeah, and Greg Vaughn, like I said it several times, he's the best eye actor on the show. I mean, you don't even, especially when he was a priest.
Yeah.
The other thing too, he's playing a priest. That is unique. You know, in the soap world. Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously it's happened a few times, but I think he should have gotten it. He was a really convincing priest.
And I
thought that was...
I'm surprised Blake Barris didn't get anything.
Yeah.
I know. Blake Barris should have at least got nominated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm
absolutely.
Really surprised about that.
And also, I was
completely
surprised and shocked about GH. They didn't get it for best show or writing.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah,
I'm there. What?
Really?
I mean, Days caught it. I mean, Days, okay, but I don't know. I'm just thinking GH is just such a much better written show, just a much better show right this point. But I don't know. That surprised me. But I don't even know. I'm not even sure too many actors that got it from there either.
Not very many.
Really,
they seem to get the.
No.
They seem to get the.
Seems like a lot of Bold and
the
Beautiful.
System.
Or did I see like Best Actor? All of them are from one show. Or
Young and
the
Restless.
Young and the Restless. I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't watch that show, so I don't know. It might be a good. It might be good. I don't know. I don't watch
it. Well, everybody says it's the worst soap right now on television. It has been for a while.
So this is all politics, probably, right?
Young and the
Restless. It is.
Young and the Restless always gets the highest ratings, though, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They
always get the highest ratings, like out of this world ratings.
I just don't understand how they come up and who nominates. And I just don't understand.
I think a lot of it's political, too.
Political. Yeah, what else?
Well,
yeah.
And we don't know if some people may not have turned in reels at all because
true.
They didn't feel they had anything to turn in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that happened last year, so, you know, that's another thing that could happen this year.
Yeah, some actors, I guess, choose not to do it,
mm-hmm.
you know, not to send in any, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but, yeah, there aren't that many from either show, actually. But I'm glad to see Ari Zucker up there finally as lead actress instead of supporting actress, because so many times she's turned in reels that she was actually a lead actress on that. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've always had a pet peeve about that with Ari.
Yeah.
Submitting it, I'm supporting. That didn't make any sense at all. But, yeah, so, yeah, I mean, I'm happy. I mean, Eileen, I thought was an obvious pick. Ari, she's great, too. I mean, I love her every year. Chandler, a lot of people thought that Freddie Smith and Casey Moss in particular should have been in that. Should have been nominated. Casey was great with the whole stuff dealing with the fact that his father was a rapist. Jack raping his Aunt Kayla. I thought that would have been a great episode to submit.
Honestly, when it comes to new actors, Chandler's already won 2 years in a row. Don't you think that he's not really a new actor anymore? New younger actor?
No, it's age. No, it's
younger.
Age. Yeah, 25 or younger. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I would just think that, you know, Casey Moss or somebody else would be more along the lines of a new younger actor than, at this point, Chandler Macy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, yeah, it's all in age. So some people think the whole category is kind of dumb anyway. Yeah, dealing with age, but it's always been that way as far as I can remember. At least 20-some years, I thought. But, yeah, I thought Casey had stronger material, really, than Chandler Massey did. There's really Smith, he's just kind of so steady. It just seems like he's not acting, you know what I mean?
Are you talking about Casey Moss?
Freddie Smith, he just seems so natural, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it. He's very
is.
Subtle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's turning into a good little actor.
I'm excited to see him bring Kiriakis' side out. I think that'll be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and other synopses were James Scott, but I mean, he didn't even pick his real, from what he said in his one interview. And then I think Camila and Kate Mancy, none of the younger women got picked either. Benson should be all the Emmy telecast is June 22nd. No network so far. I guess some people are thinking it's going to be ABC because Good Morning America did that horrendous announcements the last 10 seconds of the broadcast on Thursday. I mean, I couldn't believe it. Either said, we're going to announce between 7:30 and 8. It's like, all right, I'm waiting. You know, I'm not ready to shoot myself. I hate the morning shows. They're so freaking bad. Doesn't matter if it's Today's Show, Good Morning, I just hate them. They're just infomercials, to tell you the truth. And then they kind of just spit it out at the end. So... Bates is also up for like best writing and best show. So it should be, I think they have a good chance at both those awards too. Especially with General Hospital not in the mix for those ones. So
They won last year,
right?
Best show.
And they said at the minimum it's going to be streamed online. There's also some rumors out that ABC might pick it up, so we'll see. Well, because it's not headline news again, but that was flipping awful last year. And they just made
that was awful.
It was bad.
So bad. Oh, my gosh.
And they never used to be, going back years. Like, I mean,
nice.
Years
ago. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was my CTV back in the day. It was just like, let's get to the awards and cut the bull crap.
JJ got the bad news that Paige got accepted to Stanford.
Oh, that poor boy.
So the next scene was him going out on a
date
with Bev.
That'll put me to sleep. Yeah.
I have to say, I do wonder, I mean, from Paige's point of view, it's like you should be excited for me, you know? I did the impossible.
Well, exactly. If you care for me.
You know, if you care about me, then you should be happy.
They weren't even a couple.
Stanford.
They were just friends. They haven't even been a couple yet for
well,
that
they
long.
Kissed.
I mean, they're not even
but,
a couple. Well, yeah, I guess, but I don't know.
They haven't really gone out on a date or anything.
No, but
seems
how
like
long
it's
did Jordan
been a new relationship.
Go on dates too?
What's that?
So, how long did Jordan and Rafe not go on actual dates too? I mean,
yeah, he just takes her to the pub. That's pretty much
buys
it.
Buys her a beer.
Yeah.
So, but he's out with Bev again. So, I don't know. I love Paige. So, I love the actress that plays Paige, and I love Paige.
Adorable.
So.
Yeah, she's really good. I like her.
Hoping she doesn't disappear too far. We haven't seen Rory this week, though, either, though. Rory's always hilarious.
Yeah, Rory's fun.
Oh, I hope he's just MIA or he's actually off the show?
No, he's MIA.
No.
He just wasn't there.
Yeah,
he just wasn't on
the show.
Week.
He just hasn't been on. Yeah.
I love him.
And Nick tipped his card. Ah, I'm so happy.
What?
Abby's about to... Nick tipped his cards. EJ's mad, and Abby's about to find out why.
Ooh. That should be good.
I definitely enjoyed Blake Barris this run, though. I mean, he did a really awesome job.
Yeah. I'm kind of sad if he's really leaving. Because, I mean, he's really somebody I've enjoyed loving to hate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed loving to hate him. And you know, he's changed his entire appearance. And I mean, just the way he is on the show, it almost isn't Nick, you know?
Well, he's truly like the new villain of the show. I mean, because they basically Stefano's never on anymore, and EJ's been neutered, you know, and so it's kind of like
And let's face facts, Nick can stand toe-to-toe with EJ. I mean, that was, Brady didn't do such a good job at standing toe-to-toe with EJ, but Nick sure can. So can Phillip. Nick, he went overboard, I think. And then he gave, did any of you see the when he gave Gabby the same glass rock that he gave to
Sunny? Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Did any of you have a flashback of very soon in the near future she's going to hit you in the head with that? You know that, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a different flashback. My flashback was last Valentine's Day 2013 where Nick was naked and had the heart pillow covering
his
bit.
Yeah.
I had a flashback to the Willow Stark Memorial Rock.
Yeah, I was flashing back to the Willow Stark Memorial Rock, and Nick just made a new one. So this one's got his name on
it. It's funny how we remember that name. It's a good character, but we remember the name.
Oh, isn't that funny? Well, it helps when they have a Memorial Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
It's a lot easier for somebody. There's a reason why we remember her. She's got a memorial rock. I don't know. What do you think, Mr. Wiggles, what's going to happen to Mr. Wiggles or whatever, Riggles or whatever his name is?
Mr. Greedles.
Well, he can... He confessed to EJ over everything. And then EJ gave him an escort like the Godfather would to Devon.
You were leaving and don't ever come back to Salem again.
Don't ever come back to Salem ever
show
again.
Show your face in Salem again.
You've got two people waiting downstairs to take you to the airport to a nice airplane that's going to take you to Devon. And that's the end of it. As far as I know.
I mean, unless the guy is stupid and comes back. Uh-huh.
Oh, but he was so scared. Mr. Giggles, he didn't even want to stand up because EJ was right in front of him, and it was just an awesome scene. Awesome scene. EJ
I've
got to
watch the rest of the week.
And he even asked, can I talk now, or can I do this?
Yeah.
He's asking every little movie made.
Can I talk now?
Can I do that?
Well, it's nice to hear that EJ's back to his real self.
Yeah, it was awesome seeing real EJ back. It was really awesome. And I can't wait to see more. I just hate the fact that more is now limited.
Mm. So were people pretty upset on Twitter? I haven't been on Twitter in so long. Were people pretty upset, or what were they saying on Twitter? What was it, Twitter chat?
I haven't been on last. I mean, I just heard
about
it.
Lots about pouring of love for him. That's about all I've seen.
Yeah. Mm. And he's out tweeting. I did see some tweets from him. And
James so he's finally tweeting
often.
After all this
he's
time.
He's finally tweeting.
Really,
and he tweeted this one young girl back, thank you. And she was just like squeeing. You know, she's there squeeing because he answered her back. Because I don't think he answers too many people back. And she was saying that she would support him and whatever he did. And she's a big fan of his. And,
aww,
you know, he thanked her. He came on and tweeted her and thanked her. So that was nice. I saw that tweet.
Aww.
I know years ago there was talk that he wanted to do photography in New Zealand. I don't know if he's going to – I don't know what he's going to do. Like I said, I hope he goes GH, but
– yeah, I hope they can talk him back to some folks somewhere. Mm-hmm. Somewhere, acting.
That's my selfishness talking. I want to see him on GH with Teo and Ian. And those are all – there's a lot of actors now on GH that – he's actually
excellent
openly
actors,
said in excellent in actors that mm-hmm. James has said on interview that he enjoyed working with. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It wouldn't mm-hmm. be far-fetched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just can't see James on another show for right now. I don't see him
uh-uh.
doing that.
Uh-uh.
Uh-uh. Yeah, he sounds like he's already done with that for a while. Seems like he's just had enough,
uh-huh.
I guess.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So was his contract up this year?
But money talks,
yeah.
So
it's up in April.
Go. I don't know.
James's contract is up every April.
Mm.
So.
He might not be back right away, but he could be back in the future somewhere.
Could be. what else happened? Liam is dead, evidently.
Oh. How'd you like the way Liam went out of this world?
That was strange.
Pretty good, yeah.
That was actually
and he was still alive for a while.
And he was still alive, sitting there with a Nicole's
is he really dead?
He's got a pulse. Is he really dead? You know,
it's really Salem, so he's probably, you know, he'll come back somehow. Maybe, I don't know.
And
Teresa and the key, she never did come clean, right?
She never did come clean, no.
And Daniel wasn't smart enough to figure it out. Oh, come on, Dan. You know that he had given her a key.
Mm. I thought she stole it from his locker and made a copy. I thought she stole it when he was in surgery once.
Okay, then he doesn't know.
I thought
Anne knows. Anne might, like, throw her under the bus. I don't know.
Yeah, Anne might.
Yeah.
We're seeing Abe a lot more. That's always
and Maxine.
Fun.
Yeah, Maxine.
Abe and Maxine.
Yeah,
they're so
picnic
cute.
Was sweet. Their picnic was sweet.
Their
it was nice
was
that
awesome.
They were able to talk about their respective spouses and passing and stuff.
Yeah, and the fact that both of them went through the same thing with their spouses dying, and it was so sweet with Theo talking about how that was Lexi's seat, and he was okay with Maxine being there. So that was a sweet scene. That was a sweet scene. I liked it. And I love Maxine, so you can't ever give me have enough Maxine. So
and she did talk about Jennifer. No Jennifer pimping during the date, thank God.
Huh?
Their first date, Abe and Maxine hatched. He took her to lunch, and all she did was talk about Daniel and Jennifer. So
yeah.
This time they talked about their dead spouses instead. So
yeah.
She's making progress.
She's making progress.
Yeah.
The fact they have that connection, that bond of having the same experience was kind of important, so. I can kind of understand that. They're leading up to that anniversary of Lexi's death, so. And when is somebody going to mention that, okay, Gabby has all this paperwork set up, okay? She's done this whole child custody thing. She's naively accepting that Nick is right and she can choose to give Will more time, but this is what needs to be in writing. And Sammy's saying that, well, we can't bring up Nick's past, or he'll send us all to jail. Well, we don't need to bring up Nick's past. Let's just bring up Gabby's.
Yeah.
I mean, if we just make mention that Gabby was responsible for kidnapping Melanie and causing all those deaths, including Jack.
Mm-hmm. Well, it would have to be Will because does Sammy know that? Sammy doesn't know. Sammy and Will don't know that.
Sonny knows it, though.
Sonny knows it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that needs to come out.
I think before she leaves. Before she leaves, I think that has to come out. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if they're going to keep these new Ariana twins I just got, then I would assume that Ariana is going to be staying behind.
You're supposed to be out, yeah.
As an assumption,
she stays behind,
then
there has to be a reason that Gabby doesn't take her or doesn't get her or something.
Yeah. There's been a lot of talk about Chloe, though. Daniel's been talking about Chloe left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Parker was with Chloe that day, and I don't know. And then, I don't know, the big thing this week was the whole Jennifer, Daniel, Nicole, Eric stuff.
Right, and Liam going crazy.
And yeah, Liam.
Yeah.
And it wasn't...
So now are Jennifer and Daniel officially together? Back together now?
Oh, and the moment we were all... The moment we were all waiting for when Jordan and Ray say they love each other. Oh, jeez.
I couldn't wait for that. Oh my.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to listen. I just kind of
I hated to even bring it up.
Thank you very much.
I hated to even bring it up, except for it was an opportunity to be sarcastic. So.
Thanks for reminding me.
Another good scene was Sierra making a deal with Aiden to get her Uncle Roman to take
that
lady.
That was awesome.
There you go.
So she could get the candy.
She's like the bad seed.
Oh, yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get paid. You know, I got to get paid for this.
Well, no one likes to work for free.
Yeah, nobody works for free. Well, this watch pool is pretty nice, and I like chocolate.
I love
but you
it.
Could keep the flowers.
Oh, yeah. I
love
the flowers. They're lame. They were lame.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I just
made the deal with her. Yeah.
That was precious, though. I love that.
But don't
that
tell my mom. She has too many rules.
Yeah.
Don't tell my mom. Yeah.
She's
like a Sammy. She's not a little Hope. She's a little Sammy, actually, I think.
No, she's more like a little Teresa, I think.
Well, remember, it was Sierra that told Hope she hopes to have as many weddings as Sammy.
Oh, that's true. And she liked Kristen, too. She's a big
Kristen
fan.
Too. Yeah.
What's she going to be thrilled when Kristen comes back?
Well, I just remember, that we were talking about it years ago now, well, a year or two ago, that that girl needed some serious help or she was going to be some serious trouble, you know, after the whole Hope going crazy, debacle, and, you know, Bo disappearing on her and being kidnapped and almost killed. And I mean, she really hasn't gotten any help from Marlena or anybody. So, yeah, she could be some serious trouble soon.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if she would have grew up to be a normal person, that would have been weird. What she's gone through. But, yeah, that... just Laura Bowles has just been so amazing the last 6 months. I mean, before, I thought she was kind of weak. But now that they've given her good material and she gets to, you know, be bad, I think she's really loving it. So, they finally gave her personality, really, between, you know, scheming for the earrings and keeping that picture of Kristen all that time. And then Johnny busting Percy by... looking at those pictures and said, oh, that's Santa Claus.
That's Santa Claus. And then he had to go run and get the actual picture of Santa Claus. And it was like, oh, that is. And then the memories of who Giggles was. So. And then Nick sitting there telling Abby, you know, about this older guy. And like he has any room to talk about what kind of guy she goes out with. Telling her to stay away from bad guys, and it's like, really?
So I think Sierra's going to go after the bad guys too, as long as they have money.
Well, you know, most of the Hortons, if you think back in the day, the Hortons all went for the bad guys, and Abby, if you go back 7 years, back to when E.J. Wells first came on the scene, Abby was all after him. I don't know if you guys remember, I posted a YouTube clip of it, but almost 8 years ago to the day, Jack was telling Abby to stay away from E.J. Wells because he was trouble.
Hmm.
It was interesting to go back and look. But, yeah, Abby was always over there at the racetrack because she wanted to watch E.J. race Stephanie and...
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's when he was it's going way back. When he first came on, he was a race car driver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Abby had decided she was going to go to the racetrack and hang out with EJ, and Jack had a fit because I guess Jack had done some work with EJ and that he was a womanizer. And he didn't want Abby anywhere near EJ Wells. So...
Which is funny, because Roman probably wouldn't have a problem with Abby being, or Jack being having Abby around Max. Max, you know, had his niece go down on him. So, I mean, that was a little creepy. Max was the one to look out for, not EJ.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, with the whole Chelsea thing. And then.
Yeah, but I just thought it was interesting because there was actually a scene where Jack tells her to stay away from EJ Wells, that man is trouble. So,
that's really interesting.
That was,
yeah,
it's I tweeted it out. If you want to go back to my tweet line, there's one that I tweeted it. It's there.
Interesting.
It's a cute video to watch to remember. It's only like 4 minutes long, but you know, it was when Jack was dying. It was during Sammy's green wedding to Lucas because Jennifer and Frankie were going to go to the wedding when Abby had decided to have a picnic for Jack and Jennifer and her and little JJ. So, and Jennifer decided she couldn't go, and Abby got all upset and said, fine, I'll just go hang out at the track with EJ. So, those were some good memories to bring back. But the Hortons, all the good Horton girls, you know, Hope, Jennifer, they all go for the bad guys. Have you noticed that?
Mm-hmm.
Laura, Jim's mentioning Laura. Mm-hmm. They always go for the bad guys. Jack was not exactly what anybody wanted Jennifer to go with. Hope went out with Bo and took off on a motorcycle, and you know, so I can only imagine who Sierra will end up with.
Yeah, basically the only ones out there is
Johnny DeMira.
Theo and Johnny DeMira and Theo, yeah.
She's related to Johnny DeMira, though.
Aiden, though.
Aiden,
though.
Chase, is that his name, Chase? He's kind of mousy, though. I don't think she's interested in Chase, because I think he's a little bit too tame.
Wasn't that how little kids start to show their affections for each other anyway? Is by bullying, kind of, sort of?
Uh-huh. Well, that's true.
You know.
I'm confused. How is Sierra related to
Johnny
DeMira?
I like you. I'm going to pull your hair. How is Sierra related? By Bo.
Sammy,
and Grandma.
Sammy is her cousin, right?
Yeah. Bo is Grandma Brady.
That's the in-law.
That's Caroline's daughter, and that's Caroline's granddaughter on both sides.
Trying to think.
Oh. Okay, I see.
Well,
Caroline's
Sierra
grandma.
And Johnny... I mean, like,
through
Johnny
Caroline.
Through Caroline. Johnny is Caroline's great-grandson and great-great-grandson, and Sierra would be her great-grandson, her great-granddaughter. Uh-huh. So they are related to Caroline.
Yeah, I forgot about Caroline. Okay. But, yeah, well, kind of what stage you're in, you know. I mean, they're pretty far away as cousins. But, yeah, I see your point. So, yes, she's got Theo then. Okay.
Well, they're all related one way or another. It's kind of limited who you can go with in Salem. So,
unless, of course, John Black goes on another mission to find himself and comes back and decides
Did you guys talk about that last week? Or I think that came out on Monday, didn't it? That script, Harry.
That what?
With Chad. The script with Chad on it?
Yeah, what about it?
Oh, yeah, that Greg Vaughn got in trouble or something for that?
Oh, I don't know if it did or not.
I was said John Black was in a hospital room, too.
Yeah, so John's in the hospital. John's hospital room and EJ's bedroom in limbo.
Mm-hmm.
Which means now that we know that EJ's last day was Friday, that kind of makes me wonder, is that... EJ's bedroom, not Sammy and EJ's bedroom, but EJ's bedroom in limbo. I thought that was kind of weird, knowing that EJ is gone now. And then it had Chad on it, and it had John in the hospital. John was in the hospital for something. So. So. I don't know much... I mean, it was kind of a slow week, if you ask me, for the beginning of May sweeps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I forgot it's May sweeps. You'd never know.
Yeah. One day. Beginning of May sweeps, yeah. And it just kind of, I don't know, I was in a bigger hurry to watch General Hospital.
When I turn it on and there's Rafe and Jordan and Danifer, and I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, it was pretty much, yeah. There's got to be something more to this whole thing, because, I mean, Jennifer and Daniel, it kept them so long, and Rafe and Jordan, they kept them so long, even though the fans are kind of constantly telling them, you don't really like these two together. There's got to be a reason they're holding on, because, I mean, I don't know. There's got to be a reason that we're missing. At least we know Nick's the one that did take the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Nick took the picture.
Oh, yeah.
This is my I told you so.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to mention the Bay premiered their new season on Thursday. I encourage everybody to check out TheBayTheSeries.com. And Mary Beth Evans is the star. She's the heroine of the show. Charles Shaughnessy is in this episode, and he's a mess. So it's something you would never see him as in Shane or Mr. Sheffield. I mean, he is a mess. Yeah, so I check that out. Also, Jade Harlow.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, and well, Jade's a mess too. Well, Hertford was a mess in the show too. Matt Ashford, and Ron Moss debuted on it on Thursday too. It was so funny because he walks into a bar, he's having a drink, you know, before the bar even opens, and he's dressed like a rock star. You know, he's in a band. He was in a band and everything. And I'm thinking, oh, this would be crazy. Cast Ron Moss as a rock star. Turns out now he's a former DA. I'm like, damn. He had the chance. So his character's involved with Charles Shaughnessy's character. But yeah, Ron's hair is back being black. It's long in the back. And so if you're a Bold and Beautiful fan and you want to see some Ron Moss since he quit B&B, you can check that out. I have that also on the blog too. They extended the length of the show, too. It's not 5 or 6 minutes anymore. It's closer to 20, which is nice. So, definitely check that out. I just want to make sure everybody knew about that.
Excuse me. I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, did we talk about just one more thing? Did we talk about when Sammy made EJ squirm when she first got home, and she was like, "What?" You know, she found out about the custody agreement, and he's thinking she's talking about seeing the pictures or something. He's like, "Well, what are you talking about?" You know, he got all nervous. That was kind of fun.
I didn't see some of it this week.
Yeah, I was like, Kate told Sammy that, hey, you better, you know, check things out because...
Oh, yeah, didn't he tell you why he... Oh,
why...
The
baby from Will, you know. And then, so Sammy goes storming home, and she's mad at EJ. And it was just kind of funny because EJ it gets her to elaborate because he's probably thinking, oh, crap, did she hear about this other deal or...
Yeah, when is she going to see
that
picture?
I thought that was kind of entertaining.
Yeah, when is she really going to
watching
see the
watching
picture?
Him squirm?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have a caller. Angela's on the line.
Hi, ladies. Hey there, Angela.
It's been quite a week on days. I know y'all were saying it's kind of slow, but. Certainly a lot of things have happened that will have repercussions for all of us for a long time happened.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to ask if we could go back. We all talking about the Emmys up front. I had a couple of things that I was going to mention. I was completely shocked about GH being shut out as best show, best writing. I mean, it's just and directing all three. I think it was what Rose was saying. You know, this whole process, I think, now is clearly a very political thing. You know, in business, every year when we had to plan projects and resources, we called it our give and get sessions. We had everybody on the board, and we figured out, you know, what was best, you know, for our projects. And I think, in a way, because the soaps are still, and there's only four, and then they've got these online shows that hopefully will come along. But I feel like they're trying to make the genre, I'm hoping that they're trying to work together to make the genre stronger. And, I think they're going to figure out what the maximum number of viewers are that they're going to have, probably, because I don't know how many brand new people they're going to be attracting, and just trying to figure out which way the shows can niche to get those people. But that has nothing to do with GH, because, like I said, I agree with all of you. GH had a great year. I do think Dave's had a fabulous year writing last year, and mm-hmm. I think it was a much better year writing and mm-hmm. better show last year than it was the year mm-hmm. of one. So
mm-hmm. I agree.
But I think it has to do with the lawsuit and ABC and this Prospect Park, the online network. I'll be so glad when this whole thing is over. I mean, it's just been
happened? What's the lawsuit?
Well, in a nutshell, Prospect Park was created and bought the rights to One Life to Live and All My Children to air mm-hmm. on this online network. And mm-hmm. you know, I think it was
and they took the characters.
They really were. I mean, there are two men that headed it up. One, Jeff Kwanzaa, who had been an agent and done other stuff in Hollywood and has a notoriously bad reputation as not being an ethical business person and has been involved in a gazillion, you know, great deals and scams. I mean, and has really,
really?
Been in more lawsuits.
And he's
been
part of Prospect Park?
Yeah, he was with Prospect Park. The top two people was Jeff Kwanzaa. And then the very top person, who was really more of a name only, was a man by the name of Rich Frank. But he has been a past, but he's very powerful, you know, in Hollywood. And he's semi-retired now and has a winery and that kind of thing. So he's not doing as much, but he served for years and is a very, very powerful board member for the NATAS, you know, the people that sponsor the daytime Emmys. And so, you know, with all of the, you know, lawsuits that are going on between ABC and Online Network, I found it fascinating that, you know, they could have easily nominated five shows versus four shows. I loved One Life to Live. I think the people that did, I suffered through the Online Network for One Life to Live. So I saw all those 40 episodes, and, you know, it was middling, you know, but it got a little bit better towards the end. But again, it was so many things that were beyond production issues. They just didn't have any money. They haven't paid anybody yet. I mean, still haven't paid some of the actors, and they haven't paid ABC. So, you know, it was just a bad business organization to start off with. And sadly, it was a private venture capital investment fund that doesn't invest in a lot of TV and media and so forth that funded most of that money. So their money is gone, and, you know, certainly that wasn't a great deal. But that it's interesting. I was reading some things the other day. Maybe this is for another time. But that entity, that investment, that venture capital group is still around. And I'm kind of curious is potentially are they going to be investing in Ken Corday's venture that he's talking about for the future. But anyway, that's for another day. But I think the involvement of Rich Frank, again, from what I can tell, everything's written about Rich Frank is that he's a very ethical person, which highly contrasts to Jeff Kwanzaa. And again, I don't know these people. You know, I'm reading stuff, so maybe, you know, what I read was not true. I don't want to libel anybody. I'm just saying it's what I've read. But I do think, you know, the online network is saying in court that, you know, they were a viable network, that they did a tremendous job on their, these online shows, and that, you know, the General Hospital and, you know, specifically the writing team at General Hospital, who took on the three characters from One Life to Live, onto and they licensed back those three characters and kind of leased them back from Prospect Park to put them on General Hospital, which in a way was a help, you know, for the shows, because they were off the air for so many months that, you know, at least by seeing, you know, those three characters, and they were those very popular characters off One Life to Live, but, you know, it kept people interested in thinking about the characters versus, you know, if you go 6 or 9 months and you don't hear anybody's name and you don't see anything. But in any way, in any event, ABC leased those three people back, and then in the course of the story that Ron, you know, wove, you know, some things were changed. The young girl star, played by Kristen Alderson, you know, had a little baby. You know, she'd had a teenager, and the child was killed on General Hospital. So now, part of what Prospect Park is claiming is that that was so detrimental to their show, and when they never even mentioned these characters, that's what destroyed and imploded this $1 million project, which is, in my opinion, is preposterous. But again, it'll be worked out in the courts. But you know, I think that, you know, it's a positioning of making the online network look like it was a whole lot more viable than it ever really was, and that by doing the nominations, and they have a young female actress, Kelly Mitchell. And they have for best show, and I think best writing. I don't know if it was best writing, but it was. They had three major awards for One Life to Live. And I saw the show. I loved One Life to Live when it was on the air. I watched it on and off since the early 70s. Didn't watch it anywhere close to what I've watched of GH or Days, but I've been familiar with the show for a long, long time. And I mean, it was just not. It really does not even compare. What they did online was okay, mediocre. It was awful at the beginning. It was just, you know, it looked like the early day. I wasn't here for the early days of television, but I'm assuming that's what it was like. So I feel like that's part of why GH was shut out, which I think is absolutely horrendous if that is the case. But you have to look at the fact that Rich Frank, who is now involved in these lawsuits and is still considered the head of this and responsible party for this Prospect Park fiasco, along with Jeff Kwanzaa. You know, this is, I think it's a purely political move to put them on there, I guess is all I'm trying to say. So that's, I think that's what hurt GH, because otherwise, it, you know, frankly, it makes absolutely no sense. You do read a lot that Frank and Ron on GH typically don't pick the best reels for the shows. Even when One Life to Live, a lot of times, really, they had great shows and great programs and stories, but they didn't necessarily pick always the more, you know, the disaster stories. You know, how the Days After, which I personally didn't particularly enjoy, but, you know, that's what won Days, best show after, you know, decades. And General Hospital, who's won best show forever, always once or twice a year wrote specific episodes basically to put in there as a nominee for best show, some disaster, you know, the Metro court shooting, or, you know, the fire of, you know, a hotel or something. So I think that it's kind of interesting. Like I said, from what I understand, GH used the nurse's ball, which I thought was fantastic. But mm-hmm. I'm an old school General Hospital person, so I thought it was really cute. And they were, and part of, I don't know if it was off of Daytime Confidential, or it may have been Richard Simmons, I can't think of it, Tune In Tomorrow, the guy that's the editor of Soaps and Dip. Is it Richard Simmons? Okay. And maybe it was something he had said, but you know, that the people that they put on these blue ribbon teams to judge these, you know, obviously they're not going to put, you know, somebody that would be, you know, tainted by the fact that they're on a show that's been nominated, you know, on the committee to vote, and, you know, for the nominees and so forth. And so you have to keep in mind that most of the people that are selecting these shows are people that do not watch any of these folks. Mm-hmm. So they're looking at whatever these clips and reels are kind of in a vacuum. And so especially if you do show something kind of campy, sometimes people, you know, they might not be as impressed with it as those of us that have known all these characters and know all the history and everything up, because you're not going to see any of that really in the nurse's ball necessarily, you know, or maybe a portion of it. So anyway, that may be part of it. I'm very sad about GH. I think once this lawsuit is settled, we'll see a lot of things, you know, hopefully go back to something that makes some sense. Like I said, I was pleased with who got nominated on Days. Blake Barris was robbed. Mm-hmm. I was actually mad. I didn't even think I would, but I was actually mad that he did not get nominated. He's been fantastic. I don't think y'all were saying that everybody thinks that he is definitely going to die. I know somebody. You know, there are quite a few people that are still going to die. I think there are at least two people this month that are going to die that we haven't seen yet, not including Liam, who I guess has already hit the late great beyond. So I don't know. I think that you know, it would have been great for Blake to have been nominated. I don't quite get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, Blake does have all the stuff from this year too. He can put in for nomination for next year. The coming back story was actually in January when he came back from the dead and was in the river. So yeah. That whole scene was in January. So that would be for next year. So hopefully they give him some. Much deserved.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves to be nominated at least.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wanted to give a shout out though, real quick, to Darren Brooks. I know we were all in the chat room talking about Max, and it reminded me that Darren Brooks is in the middle of a Kickstarter campaign at the moment to bring back BMS, Blue Mountain State, the movie, senior year.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, he's going to direct it. So you can find more information about that at his account. It's THEE, Darren, D-A-R-I-N, Brooks, on Twitter. And they've got a big Kickstarter campaign going to bring back Blue Mountain State, the movie.
I watched one episode of that show, and no.
Oh, that show's hilarious. It's great. It's great. I can't wait for senior year. And then Ari Zucker and Sean C. For Real have a meet and greet on May 9th. Proceeds to benefit Aero Camp. And that'll be in San Francisco. So you can check out Ari Zucker at Ari_Zucker. She's got it posted all over her Twitter page as well. And Sean Christian is Sean C. For Real. So,
mm-hmm.
And then Amy and Bob Hapke are going to the concert that I wanted to go to, but I was already committed that day, so I'm jealous. But so.
Angel, do you have anything else to add?
Oh. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Not from here.
Can't think of anything else. Well, cool. Oh, I was going to ask, Angela, being the EGMA fan, are you okay with basically James and Ellie wrapping up about around the same time? Does it make you feel kind of better? What were you thinking? Would you like James to stay without her or?
Me or?
Angela, she's
still
there.
Are you talking to Angela? Oh.
Angela? So it still says she's on there.
As an E-Jammy fan, I
think they should leave together.
I'm sorry,
hear me?
They should leave together, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to see James leave at all. So, I mean.
Right. But if they have to leave, I think they should
leave together. If they have to leave together, yeah, they should be leaving together.
If they both have to leave, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if they're both leaving, they might as well leave together.
Yeah. If you were asking me, you know, I think that they, it needs to be the happily ever after. And it's going to include the kids, too. And, it's a huge loss to the show. I think it's, you know, it's a sign of the transition that's coming with the show. And, you know, I think you mentioned earlier Jordan, for example, you know, because I think we've all kind of been questioning why is she going, now she's staying, now she's going again. First of all, I don't know. To me, I think they didn't, I don't know if they ever made up what the mystery was behind her to begin with. And I don't even know if there ever was one. So, but I wondered, you know, since they have gotten rid of Justin Gaston in the role of Ben, you know, he was only on a 13-week cycle. Rob Scott Wilson is coming, and he is actually, all of these young people are primarily models and people that do not have any acting experience. That's all Jay's right now. And Justin Gaston had some music experience too, but and he's married to a girl that works on Y&R. But the new guy, Rob Scott Wilson, I think, or Rob Wilson Scott, I can't remember how it is, was on the online version of All My Children as Pete Cortland, and he really was probably kind of the breakout guy on that online show.
Oh.
He did a good job.
That's cool.
And then he went to The Price is Right, and he was the first male model that they used on Price is Right, Drew Carey.
So funny.
So he has left, and he's a handsome young man. If you've seen some pictures of him out there, I know on Jason 47, there's a thing. And he's going to be coming on as Ben. And, yeah, they're going to definitely heighten up the story between, and they're saying that really they're going to show the romance between Ben and Abby when Rob gets there. And Rob just started, I think he just wrapped up on Price is Right at the end of March, 1st of April. Drew Carey was still on Dancing with the Stars, and so I think it was at the end of April. And but he's coming, and I think that will be good. They're shoring up some of the younger groups. And I'm hearing an echo. I'm sorry. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah. I hear an echo, too.
Yeah, it's Blog Talk Radio.
Just that maybe they had planned for Jordan to leave, but then they wanted her to just stay until they transitioned the new Ben. Because, you know, and honestly, Justin Gaston hasn't been on that many times as Ben to me. I mean, I read that this week about, you know, she's going again, I started to think, well, maybe they're just going to hold on to her as kind of a continuity thing to bring
on.
So I think that's good. But,
yeah.
And then they are bringing a new Chad. They've hired someone to be Chad. I don't know how long of a gig that is, but I guess he'll start.
Do we know if it's still, or did they hire somebody else? All we know is Chad's there. We don't know.
It's definitely not Casey Diedrich. Casey Diedrich is not coming back to Dave. There's several names for people that have been thrown out there. I forgot when they first did the casting call. I think they called him Fletcher, they pretty much have had to nail down who it is by this time. And so, like I said, I think he already has to be filming. So it starts. I think he'll air in September. So that might be the date when they do the wedding, you know, if we get the happily ever after, it might be back, you know, for the wedding. That may be the way. But how long he's going to be there, I don't know, because Eileen is supposed to leave in October. So she's wrapping up almost now with whatever she's filmed. So don't really know. But, you know, without EJ and the fact that Kristen is going to be kind of in and out, and I'm assuming they're just going to continue to use Joe Mascola, you know, sparingly, you know. There really are not going to be that many Demiras in town, and they need somebody else for showing. So maybe they'll put in the new, whoever the new Chad is with Abby and Ben and made that a triangle. I've read a good bit about that. I don't know for sure that that's what they're doing, but it's what it sounds like. I also wanted just to mention another show had an interview with Casey Moss last week, and it was really quite good, and he has a really I think we all really like Casey and think he's done a really good job on the show. And they definitely, Dave is really trying to, is going to try to build on that love story between he and Paige. And I know I had sent some tweets back and forth and got actually a good bit of response, kind of relating it back to what they did with early days of Shell, the original Belle and Sean, and how they did that story, and also a little bit of how Chloe and J.K. Johnson, what's his name, what the character's
Phillip.
Name? Phillip. You know, how they did back in 99. That was the most successful teen group Days has ever had. So I know that Casey and True, you know, I think they're really going to try to start getting them to get on more shows. I don't know if y'all have talked to either one of them, but I think they, you know, are kind of interested, or at least Casey indicated that in some several tweets, trying to figure out a way. And so I think it would be, like I said, I think there's a lot of potential with that, because the show is clearly going to, you know, a lot more younger people, and, you know, and they'll have, you know, have some veterans there, whether they were original veterans for Days or if they're coming from One Life to Live, or, you know, like Daniel Cosgrove, As the World Turns, and several other shows. So so I think that's kind of the direction. I think, well, by the fall, Days is going to look quite different than it looks today. And a few people that were out there for a visit recently and saw a little bit of taping and so forth, they'll put people on set, said, you know, there are a lot of new people to come, but it's not new to us. Yeah, we've been seeing all these casting calls for a while. I'm still kind of hoping, like I said, we were talking about the day that Charles Jonassy comes back, as Shane Donovan. You know, they did do all those photos, which were really cute, with Patsy Peace and Shane and Teresa in the old Demira Mansion, which originally was the Donovan Mansion back in the day. So anyway, I guess those are, you know, like I said, those are some things to kind of look forward to, I guess. But there's a lot more transitions to come. There's still the murder in the Kiriakis Mansion that they continue to say we're going to have. So there's still someone there that's going to die. Don't know who that is. You know, a lot of speculation there. You know, Gabby doesn't leave till June, so I'm not sure that that's really her. That's still, you know, it's, you know, that's kind of intriguing. So, and you know, we don't really know. It seems almost, and I don't know if y'all have an opinion on this, or maybe I want to talk about it on that tonight. But you know, it's almost, they have pushed. They have really just ground down the Eric Cole story so slowly. You know, I mean, it really almost made no sense when she shredded that material, and then all of a sudden Nicole was all of a sudden plucked.
They ruined the story, as far as I'm concerned. We were all, most of us were looking forward to it, and we've seen Nicole's growth as a character over the last year and a half, and then they went and did that, and that was a turning point for me. I think a lot of us just went, eh, not worth it. Not gonna do it.
Well, so yeah. I have looked forward to that since 2010, and then to throw Nicole into Liam's story, that made absolutely no sense. There was no purpose in that.
Yeah, there's several things. It's almost like they made a decision that they were gonna put her back with Daniel or do something, and so they just screwed everything up, because the growth part would have been that she would have gone to him and he would have chosen her anyway. So they could have still had story. You didn't need to have this faux, you know, drama for that. And so I think, I don't know, you know, I don't know. Maybe Sean, the real Sean C. and Ari enjoy working together a lot. So maybe they lobby for
Yeah, there's all kind of publicity that always gets put out about who's dating who. You never know, you know, like I said, or whether those things last. I do think they're doing some good work, charity for kids that Rose was mentioning. I think, but, you know, the other reality is, and this is the other thing that's concern, that doesn't concern me. I just see it as a, and again, it's just my opinion, take it for what it's worth. But I feel like, you know, because I thought there was such a transition with the show, and it really goes back, you can go back to what Ken Corday said 2 years ago when he said they were going to go with EJME, Lock, Stock, and Barrel. Mm-hmm. If you go back to that interview and you look at that, you know, what he could have been saying could have actually been true. Of course, like I said, a lot of people you know, have disputed that, especially out of what we've seen these last 6 months. But the fact that he said that they were going to do that and they were going to really depend upon the teams that had performed well for them in years past. And we had almost no teams on the show when he said that, you know, because we, and so, and then the ones that we had, you know, mercifully most of those people are gone because they really weren't, I don't think, super to begin with. So all they've kind of cleared the deck of the teams that we had, and we've got a better set in there. But again, they're all actor models. They're new, you know, they're acting. They've got acting coaches on the set, and, you know, they're working with them. And that's the way Bill Bell did it years ago. You know, they hired, you know, when they hired young, you know, no, very few young people are you going to get a lot of working experience, you know, playing that age range. So I think that Days is, you know, obviously they got that renewal based on, you know, a very good year of writing and the EJME story and the Eric Cole story and Kristen and Brady and so forth. So all of that's to say is that most of those people get paid pretty well. And I think that they had the negotiation, which lasted, you know, a while, and they waited to announce the renewal. So I think, again, I think we're looking at another financial strategy going here where you're going to have a lot of younger people in the show that obviously you're not going to be paying as much because they don't have as much experience, and you're bringing in some other veterans from other shows that have been out of work for a couple of years. Not to say that they're not fantastic. Cassie DePaiva is a wonderful actress. I like Daniel Cosgrove. I liked him on some other shows that I've seen him on, and I like him as Aiden.
Yeah, I like him too.
So I'm not saying in any way that they're – I'm just saying these folks are willing – these people have got families, and they're willing to work, and they haven't been able to the last couple of years. And that seems to be kind of what the picture is kind of starting to be painted as to me, just looking at it. And it's, and it may not be bad because, again, the plus side of it is you've got Kiltons, you've got Melissa Salmon, you've got Lorraine Broderick, you know, you've got some really strong writers. The entire script crew is pretty strong now. And, you know, so even when the story hasn't been very good, which, you know, I think it's been slower than the last 6 months, at least what you do see, whether anything really happens a lot of times during the week, but it's at least good writing and, you know, and dialogue going on, which at least helps them. So I think it's going to be interesting to see come the fall how things shake out. It's going to be a huge hit, you know, like I said, without AJ and Sammy there. You know, hopefully the writers are really going to be building up, like Casey Moss and Paige and you know, maybe switching around this Abby story with the new Ben and the new Chad. If again, I don't know how long this Chad role is. I know it's not Casey, but I don't know how long of a gig that is. I'm not even sure if it's a contract role or if it's recurring. But anyway, I think those types of things, you know, are going to help, you know, and then maybe if they would go back, and that, while it baffles me why they would have been holding off so long when they had the momentum last fall for Nicole and Eric, and just let it down. But the reality is Arianne Zucker's, you know, contract was up in March. She was on Soapbox. You know, Lily Melgar and Martha Madison's talk show. And they were asking questions like they had brought on Alicia Lee Witt, who had played Courtney on General Hospital, which would be another Natalia Livingston disaster if she came on, I think, permanently. But just my opinion. But anyway, I think she just came for a few days to play Liam's ex-wife and explain how what an abusive person he was. But it just seems to me, like I said, that they're trying to do some transitions. And that Teresa, who is, you know, very Sammy-like, and I think I loved him, Lily, that she's really going to be playing a much bigger role. If you've seen all the pictures that they've been throwing out there recently with her, you know, scenes with Gail and scenes with, you know, lots of different people. And I think she's going to become much more prevalent. And that's when they hired Jim Lilly. You know, they said that, you know, she was going to be key to the show. So I think that we'll think that, you know, that's kind of going to be sort of the newer version of Days, you know, come the end of the year. So, like I said, I think, yeah, it could be good. I mean, I know I'm planning to watch through the end of May, and then I'm just going to kind of peep in the summer, and because I want to see the end of E. Jammy, and I want to see if the writers can pick up and do something with some of the young folks that are coming. I sound like I'm 100 years old, young folks. Anyway, they have the other folks coming on, but I hope that people will tune in to watch. I think it's going to be tough, you know, there for a while, like I said, when it comes. But I think Cassie DePaiva starts in June, and she's going to be singing. So there's going to be more music on the show, which is good. So all those things are positive. So, like I said, he's done a great job. I'm going to miss him. We'll miss Allison Sweeney. I think Allie, yeah, she has an announcement on the Ellen show on the 6th, next Tuesday. It may be publicity for her book, which I cannot wait to read, Scared Scriptless. But she's definitely got an announcement, and I'm not quite sure what the announcement is. And I'll be tuned in to see what that is. I think she said she said several times recently she wants to come back, you know, and pop back in and out. So I think that probably will happen. But it concerns me about Ariane Zucker's contract status still kind of sitting out there. And, of course, now she's been nominated. You know, I actually wondered if James Scott had been nominated for Best Actor the day before, if Days would have held off the announcement that he was out. So since Ari is nominated, maybe they're going to wait till June, or maybe they'll pick up the story now. That, you know, to me, that's the money couple that's left. You know, if they're going to do the story, they got to do some work to kind of ramp it back up, don't you think? I mean, I just don't know who else. You know, we know it's not Dannefer that people is going to pull people into the show.
I like Hope and Aiden too. I like their relationship. Is it?
I love Aiden. I love Aiden and Hope. And I think the thing with Sierra, I guess it's just so cute. The last things, and I'll hush up so y'all can wrap the show up or do whatever else. But two other things. Somebody made the suggestion, and I think it's probably really good. You know, when you're looking, especially at these younger actors and young actresses categories, they kept talking about, you know, getting rid of them and putting everybody in supporting. I'm in favor of doing that because some of these people just, you know, are on there for virtue of the fact of how old they are, which makes no sense. And then you don't get Blake Barris or Casey Moss on there, and you kind of go, what the heck? But think about how many cute and really talented little kids are on the shows now. Lauren Bowles is fantastic. You know, I think most of us have met her at some of these events, too. She's, you know, just so precocious. Brooklyn, I can't think of her last name, that plays Emma on General Hospital, is just a doll. And, you know, I love all the scenes that she and Jason Thompson have together, and this whole little triangle that they've written now with the little Cassadine, Spencer Cassadine, and then Cameron, you know, Weber, or I can't remember what his last name is, but, you know, Rebecca Herbst's little boy on General Hospital. They've got some of these cute little kids, and honestly, I think they deserve some recognition because I could sit here and name five of those people, little younger people, just on, you know, three shows that really, you know, steal the hour or add a lot to it, you know. So, anyways, maybe they should make the younger category younger. And the last thing, talking about Jason Thompson and what a great job he's done on General Hospital and has been overlooked now. I think this is his third nomination in a row. And he is the only non-YNR actor in that category, which could be to his advantage because then the voting may split. You know, if you've got four people for YNR, maybe it'll split the vote. But I hope that Jason Thompson wins because he's had some great performances and really, you know, and I know he, I mean, I think he deserves to be recognized and I think he wants to. You know, some people don't really care. To me, I think probably Blake Barris doesn't care if he's nominated, you know, because I think he's got a long-term strategy for his career and it's not in daytime. And a daytime award may or may not help him at all. Same kind of thing with James Scott. Anyway, I hope Jason Thompson wins this year, but there is somebody that is a non-YNR person and the best actor. So, anyway, I'll hush up. I appreciate y'all taking my call. And
good information.
Okay. Well, thanks, y'all take care. Have a great weekend.
All right. You too.
Bye.
Bye. So, Carrie, have anything else?
Just all the people we want to see back. We want James. We want Teo. We want Bo. We want, you know,
Valerie Wildman.
I want Philip. Yeah, Valerie Wildman. that would be an Valerie Wildman would actually be an interesting one to bring back now.
Abe is getting interested
with Maxine. That would be a cool triangle that actually suddenly find her.
I know. I would love it.
That would actually be a good twist right there.
Yep.
Just
I still
as Maxine
say Abe
and him
needs
get
to find
close.
Her in the Abe still needs to find her in the basement somewhere.
Yeah, well, with all these deaths, maybe they'll find her along the line.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, but Anna and Tony and
mm-hmm.
and you know, all these people. So many people I want to see back. So, okay.
Well, Carrie, are you there? Did we lose Carrie? Did she drop?
She's still here somewhere.
She's got the button. All right.
You're on mute. Here,
good night, guys.
On mute. Okay. Good night.
All right. Good night.